Hey, this is Trevor. Sorry I can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave me a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Trevor. Fuck. Fuck, man. Just call me back.
Good morning.
Begsy, my guy. So many things. Pissing me off, to be honest. Pissing me off, bro. I had to do a lot of thinking, man. A lot of thinking about myself and my connection with the world of sport. But before we go there, I can't be selfish. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, man. I was pretty grumpy when I talked to you yesterday, but I don't know. The sun's shining. Got a nice work from home day, so I haven't gotten out of the PJs yet. Life's good, man. Life's good.
Haven't gotten out of the PJs yet? Well, did you eat cereal for breakfast?
Of course, man. Vector all the way. Yo, that's actually one of my favorite things about my daughter. You don't really think of Vector as a kid's cereal, but it's like literally the only cereal she wants to eat, and that's because of me.
Holy. Damn. So she's already eaten 16 grams of protein at 8 a.m.
Yeah, buddy. 7 a.m.
That's what? Dude. Relax. Now, what type of parenting is that abuse?
I would say abuse would be giving her Lucky Charms and sugar.
What the? Trevor just coming off the top rope, yo. Are you serious, man? Pretty much putting a lot of parents to shame, yo. For real, that was aggressive, man. Super, super aggressive.
Yeah. What can I say, man? What can I say? You know, it's aggressive in this household, and it's aggressive in the studio, man. Like, the phone's going off, you're all pissed off. There's a lot happening, man. What are you doing to ease some stress today? That's what I want to know.
I'm thinking. Like I said, I'm thinking, and I'm humbling myself. Humbling myself, because I think I was somewhat super embarrassing over the last, what? How long has it been since the Packers lost to the Lions? Because I've been all over the place, and I think some of it is warranted, you know, my disrespect. There's no other word to really describe it for the Packers because of their failure year in and year out. And I was saying a lot of things, and you saw that whole thing with Aaron Rodgers and how he only wants MVPs. He only wants MVPs. And I saw the clip, and it really hit home to me because I wasn't saying exactly that, but I was, again, not hearing a lot of Super Bowl banter coming from Aaron Rodgers. And that clip blew up. And I fell for it, you know? I fell for it. And 1 minute later, I saw him talking about wanting championships. So I have to humble myself, man. I'm feeling pretty pathetic right now.
I mean, you should feel pathetic because you cheer for Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, but yeah, you know what?
Thanks for listening, bro. Thanks for listening, asshole.
It's the team you chose, so it is the way it is.
It is, man. It is. It is. Speaking about the team we chose, right? We chose the Vancouver Canucks.
Oh, no.
All over the place. And before I go in on this, I need to be humbled, potentially, possibly, from you. You know, you're the facts guy. You're the smart one here. So I'll let you answer the question that I'm going to answer after you, okay? Why should they hire a new coach mid-season, this season? Why should they do it?
I think they should do it because I personally don't have a huge appetite for watching, you know, Bruce Boudreau. You know, this guy was one of the most optimistic guys in the NHL, and I feel like Vancouver's just killed his spirit. I don't have a huge appetite for watching Boudreau coach the team over the next 35 games when everyone knows that he's on the way out. I mean, just because a new coach comes in doesn't necessarily mean they're going to get, you know, the new coach bump or the Bruce bump and they're going to go win a bunch of games in a row. I mean, that's certainly a risk that could happen, but we don't know that for sure. Oh, I think the team goodness. Right now, the way they're playing, they know they are way, 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 way out of it. And, you know, obviously it's not really a matter of who's going to come in. It's when is Rick Tocchet going to come in? You know, if you look at Rick Tocchet and how he performed with the Arizona Coyotes when he first took over that team was abysmal under him during the first season. They finished third worst in the league. They were like 7-22-5 after their first, the first third of the season. So just because Rick Tocchet is going to come in doesn't mean this team's going to magically be better and and go on a tear. No one knows that. But no, if
nobody
he is
thinks
the guy,
that. Nobody thinks
you
that.
May as well get him in now.
No, but okay, but here's the thing. No, I don't think anyone thinks that he's going to turn them around, but what he is going to do, we always see it, it's inevitable. The coach's bump. He's going to lower our lottery odds. And if there's any team in the NHL that needs to win the lottery more than the Vancouver Canucks, stand the fuck up, because you don't, for real, based on history, how long this team has waited, where they're located, no other team. Oh, did I even bring up the fucking cap? Like, dude, they're the shittiest team in the league, one of them. They have the shittiest prospect pool, one of them, for real. How does that even make sense? They have the worst cap situation. How does this all make sense? If there's any team that needs this lottery, it's the Vancouver Canucks, and they should do it for the future. For real, I'm not saying they're going to win, but that should just be their mindset, that this is what we're doing for this season. And I know Rutherford's not going to do it. He's an old school guy. He doesn't want to bring that into the environment. But hey, we're already at rock bottom. And these players who are going to experience this tanking culture, bro, they're not going to be here. Some of them, most of them, 95% of them are not going to be here when the Canucks are actually doing things and being respectable in the league. It's time to tank. Fuck the coach's bump. There's no point. Why is there a rush to hire Tocchet or the next coach? Dude, nobody else is fired in the NHL. You know, like, the market's not, like, rampant. Not everyone's looking for a head coach. What's the rush to get your guy right now? Get him at the end of the season.
Yeah, it kind of goes back to my point. You know, we don't know when that talk is going to come in and give them a coach bump. You know, we've had multiple coaches now with the same core, and it's the same shitty on-ice product. So I don't really look at it as, you know, talk is going to ruin the tank. I mean, look, the Canucks aren't tanking anyways unless they, you know, drastically take away from this roster. This team is, you know, I think they're six worst in the NHL right now. They're not finishing lower than six worst without something drastic happening. I mean, the teams below them are Anaheim, wow, Columbus, Chicago. Those ones are all cemented at the bottom. Then you have Arizona and San Jose. I mean, the Canucks really got to unload from this roster. It has nothing to do with the coach. The Canucks have to tear down this roster, sit out Demko for the season, trade Horvat, trade Kuzmenko. Tank. That's the way this team can get to the bottom.
Tank.
Otherwise, it's a pipe dream. It doesn't matter if you and me are coaching the team.
I think it is a bit of a pipe dream to completely tank to the bottom, but if you just keep things the way they are, there's a good chance that, you know, we do have the fifth or sixth best odds at this, you know?
I disagree with that, man. I disagree with that because I think that you look at the Canucks' schedule and they got one of the easiest schedules in the league after they get through this, you know, these next couple of games with Colorado and Edmonton. They got one of the easiest schedules in the NHL. They play Chicago three times. They play Anaheim three times. Oh. Play Arizona a couple times.
Trevor.
They've got an easy schedule going forward.
Oh, Trevor.
The only way they are tanking is if they take away from this roster.
Bro, that's like 20 points right there, man.
Yeah, sorry to hit you with reality, man, but this tank ain't happening.
But don't you think,
unless a lot of good players are gone from this roster.
Okay, but you and I agree, right, that increasing your lottery odds is the only goal. Right, you know, like, that's the only goal. Again, increasing your lottery odds, the only goal. Do you agree on that, for real?
Yeah, I would agree. For this season,
so,
I agree.
So you and I both agree that Tocchet, again, he may not like ruin this team from being a bad team, but I think just by hiring him and giving that coach bump, that's like six more points at the minimum, you know? And I don't want those 6 points, dude.
Yeah, honestly, man, I just don't see it that way. It could happen for sure, but I don't think it's a given that Tocchet just comes in and they're going to reel off 7 or 8 straight wins like they did.
They're not going to do it. They're not.
It could certainly happen, but it's not a given.
Yeah, again, I'm thinking about the little things. Like, it could be like an extra 3 wins at the end of the season, you know? And like, I don't even want those 6 points, because what if that takes us from like being the 7th worst team or the 8th worst team down to like the 10th or 11th, and that's just like, ugh. Like, we need all the help here, man, for real, because there's no other team in a bigger mess than the Vancouver Canucks. And yeah, okay, cool, they have Demko, Patterson, and Hughes, but bro, they're not gonna want to stick around for this, man. It's just shit's different out here. And like, you know, a lot of us didn't talk about it last week because been a busy time in the Canucks world. I think it happened within the last like 10 days. But Pettersson's agent came out with that quote, you know, and it kind of scared me about how he doesn't like losing. And it's pretty inevitable based on roster construction and how handcuffed this team is that this team's going to suck again next year.
Yeah, I think that's why you keep hearing Rutherford talking about, you know, turning this around in a year or two and having a quick timeline because, you know, as unrealistic as that quote might be, he might see the same thing that we do. And that's, you know, a guy like Pettersson not wanting to be here. And that really, really, really changed the conversation around, you know, what this team's going to do over the next year or two.
So again, Rutherford, if you're listening to this, like, fuck hiring a new coach. Let this be. Let's not risk, you know, a plus six points by making this fucking move because, you know, if you get Bedard, you guys can suck next season, but Pettersson will stay because you living in the city, you get to play with Bedard. You know, it's like, it's different. He's not like the Stanley Cup. He's not like the competitive team that players want to play for, but just a little bit of hope because there's not a lot of it here. It's just a really, it's one of the worst situations in the NHL, if not the worst, for real, the Vancouver Canucks, hands down.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think at this point, it's just a lot of boring hockey. It's going to be an absolute death march towards the end of the season. And you know, whether Tocchet comes in now or next season, I'm definitely curious to see what he can bring. Like digging into some of his numbers in Arizona, you know, he had an undermanned team that lacked talent. Like fucking Brad Richardson led them in goals one year while he was the coach. But this team almost every season was near the top of the league in terms of goals against and penalty kill as well. So he has a reputation, at least in Arizona, of taking a mediocre team and making them competitive by being good defensively and good on the penalty kill. And those are two things. Those are the two biggest needs of the team right now. I don't think a coach can come in and change it. I think personnel is a huge factor, but I am curious to see if Tocchet can bring that over here, whether that's now or next season. But you're right. I see your point. You probably want him in next season, but yeah, I just think the roster matters more than the coach at this point.
This team's bad, bro. Like, you know, if think about it, they hear it the most, they're glued in, maybe they're tuned out, right? Bo Horvat said it. Deleting Twitter was the best thing he did. But yeah, they must know.
Yeah, good move, Bo.
The team they play
for, maybe he'll reactivate Twitter when he's with a new team in a month from now.
Exactly. But they must know that the team they play for is just doing the worst for the coach you play for. This is a weird situation. For real. Dead man walking, for real. This is just a really long, like, distance that he has to walk for whatever reason to inevitable coaching fucking. He's just done. He's fucking done. Yet you guys show up like you did yesterday. Like, dude, come on, bro. Like, they know what's happening to their coach behind the scenes, being so embarrassed in front of all of his peers. He's fucking Bruce Boudreau, one of the better coaches, more respected coaches in the NHL. And they also go through an emotional loss within the organization over the last week. And that's how they show up yesterday in the first period. Like, they're just so tuned out. It's fucked up. This is a perfect team.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I will say, based on last night's game, you know, they definitely had their moments in the first period. I think there was a couple defensive lapses and then that goal thing. There was a couple really bad rebounds and really bad reads by Martin. Otherwise, you know, that game is arguably 0-0 after one. Canucks didn't have a terrible period yesterday. You can see that they were trying, but it's just a mix of those momentary mental lapses and bad goaltending. I mean, the Canucks are just not getting a save from Spencer Martin right now.
Unbelievable, man. What a stressful day, man. Okay, man.
All right, go smoke one. Go jerk off. Go do what you need to do.
Jerk off, right? Pornhub.
This episode is brought to you by Pornhub. What section are you searching on Pornhub after this, Kyle?
What am I? Pardon? What am I going to search on? Pornhub?
Yeah, what section are you going for?
Oh,